Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. Every day, life presents challenges that test our faith. Problems speak loudly. Fear tries to take control. Delays, uncertainty, and disappointment often try to shift our focus away from God. But no matter how dark the situation may seem, God's promises remain true, powerful, and unchanging. The Bible reminds us that those who trust in the Lord are never without hope. The world may be filled with trouble, but believers are called to walk by faith and not by sight. When you focus more on your problems than on God's word, fear increases. But when you focus on His promises, faith rises and victory becomes possible. In today's message titled Eyes on the Promise, Evangelist Paul Acqua reminds us that no matter what we face, God's promises are greater and powerful enough to carry us through every storm.
I want to give an encouraging word today. I want to fill you with faith. I want to fill you with confidence and enthusiasm because the world we live in is a mess. It's in a mess, my friend. And because of that, sometimes you can become discouraged. You can become overwhelmed with all the darkness in the world, all the things that are going on in our various countries, particularly, I'm telling you. And I find that what I love to do is to go to the Word of God and refresh myself in the goodness of God, in the promises of God. And I'm going to do that with you today. We are going to be looking at some promises of God with the short time that I have with you. So first of all, I want to encourage you that things aren't as bleak as you think they are. Especially in your life, there is a way out. I can assure you that there is a way out and there is victory waiting for you. If you could get the word of God in your heart and get it coming out of your mouth, things can change. Because if you have the word of God, you are more powerful and greater than someone with an argument. Why? Because God will confirm His word. Yes, according to Jesus Christ, there is always going to be a challenge. There is always going to be a tribulation. He said that in this world you will have tribulations. So we are going to have to stick with what Jesus is saying. We live in a fallen world, world that has fallen apart, but we have been equipped with everything we need so we can reign in life. The Bible says, if God be for us, who can be against us? Let me refer you to 2 Peter chapter 1, and I'm reading from verses 3 to 4. And just bear in mind that we have been equipped to live in victory. So focus your attention on the promises of God rather than looking at your problem, looking at your troubles. God's promises override them. This is what 2 Peter chapter 1 verses 3 and 4 says. As His divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and goodness. You see, as His divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness. He said all things that pertains to life. That's very important. Through the knowledge of Him who called us by glory and virtue, by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Hallelujah. So did you know that the promises of God, they are not just good. They are exceeding and they are great because they come from the one who was exceeding and great, who was omnipotent and faithful, full of love. They come from the heart of God. The promises of God, they come from the heart of God. They come from the vision that God has for you. The promises of God have been given to us that we might partake of His very nature and thereby escape the corruption that's in the world. Hallelujah. What an incredible scripture. Let me ask you a question. Have you noticed there is corruption in the world big time? There is indeed, I tell you. We are living in a world that is just absolutely falling apart. And yet, that's not God's will for his children. That's not God's will for you and me. His will is that we escape the corruption, all the mess of this earth. Even though we live in the world, we operate under different set of rules, and so all these corruptions and evil and hardships will not affect us. That we partake of his nature, that we live the abundant life that Jesus came to give us. He just made this pronouncement that the thief does not come, or the enemy does not come, except to steal, kill, and destroy. This is Jesus speaking. But I have come to give you life and give you more abundantly. That's our portion, my friend. So you may say, oh, you don't know what I'm going through. Let me tell you that all the promises that Jesus gave in scripture, he gave during Roman occupation. And so it doesn't matter your troubles. All you need to do is to focus on his promises. He gave promises when people were in hardships. He gave promises during hard times. That didn't stop him from giving us promises of abundant life. That didn't stop him from giving us promises that we live in joy, and that we can ask and receive, that our joy may be made full. That's when he gave such promises. Promises that ask and receive, seek and find, knock, the door will be open to you. It does not matter the problems you are facing now. Just focus on his promises, that in all these you are more than conqueror. That, oh, my enemy, do not rejoice over me, for if I fall, I will rise again. Your current situation is not your permanent situation. Focus on the promises of God. God is faithful. Has he said and has not done it? When he says, he doesn't change his mind. His word is so powerful that nothing can stop it. And so, my friend, I came to give you encouragement that whatever circumstance you find yourself in, whatever situation you are in right now, just focus on promises of God and meditate on them. And I tell you, you are coming out. All of those promises were made during hard times. Even in the Old Testament, for example, we all read Jeremiah 29:11. Many Christians know it. It's often treated as a promise of an easy, problem-free life. But it was actually spoken to the people of Israel during one of the darkest periods in their history. They were in exile in Babylon, you know. The Jeremiah 29:11 that we know of by heart, that I know the thoughts that I think towards you, thoughts which are good, not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. That's incredible scripture. But it was not spoken in a moment of comfort. It was spoken to the children of Israel at that time that they were in exile. It was spoken when God's people were far from home, when they were surrounded by unanswered questions. The Israelites that time had lost their homes and their freedom and were being held captive in a foreign land. And yet God gave them this promise that I know the plans that I have for you, plans which are not evil, but they are good to give you hope and future. And some of the Bible translations say, and to lead you to an expected end. And so God promised them that, I know the plans I have for you. You know, this particular verse reminds us that God's purposes, they don't pause. They don't stop when you are in trouble. They do not weaken. It doesn't matter what your situation is. Even in the midst of uncertain times, God's promises will surely come to pass. And that's what you got to focus on. For all the promises of God in him, they are yes, and in him, amen, to the glory of God through us. You see, they are yes, they cannot be no. So my friend, focus on God's promises rather than your problems. God has a plan for our lives, and regardless of our current situations, he can cause everything to work together for our good, to prosper us, and to give us a hope and a future, I tell you. And so we cannot say, oh, well, that was for some other times and it's not for us. You can't say that his promises were for some other times and it's not for us because we live in a different dispensation. No, not at all. If for us, even in the world in which we live right now, he's giving us his promises that are exceeding and great and so precious so that we might be partakers of his divine nature and escape the corruption. It doesn't mean that corruption is not around us. We don't have to partake in it. We need to partake in the divine nature of God. We don't have to live there. We don't have to live in the corruption, the negativity, that we are only going to enjoy this. If you get into a place of true fellowship with him, true fellowship with God and his word, and we learn these promises, I tell you, if we open our hearts and the soil of our hearts to receive seed of God's word, and we let that word go to work, I tell you, the manifestation of your promise will come to fruition. I tell you, we meditate on it, we declare it. If you meditate, declare the word of God. We think about it. We spend much time, as much as we can, giving attention to his word. I tell you what is going to happen. You may not know that it's happening, but it's really happening in the spiritual realm. And it's going to come to pass. If you put a seed in the dirt, it's happening, my friend. Something is going to start working. It's going to start growing. If you put the seed of God's word in your heart, you may not have a sensation of anything happening. But I tell you, over time, if you are faithful to that word, if you water it, if you give it light, if you really, really, really keep that word and not turn from it to the left or to the right, if you give it time and you stay in the truth of God's word, it's going to work. And is going to change your life and change your situation. You can escape the corruption that's in this world, I tell you. I think that's pretty good deal right there that I have spoken to you, is to have an abundant life in spite of the world that's collapsing around us, in spite of the problem that we are facing, in spite of the bad news that's always being propagated because of his promises. You are more than a conqueror. You see, as his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life. All things means all to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue. Hallelujah. So he says, all things that pertain to life have been given through the knowledge. So what is it that destroys us? You see, so knowledge is involved. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Lack of knowledge. You see? So he says that it's given to us through the knowledge. So the knowledge of God and knowing God and knowing his promises, I will put those two things together, very closely together. They are going to provide all things for you, for life and godliness. Everything you need to live victoriously is provided. But you've got to know it. You've got to know it. It's so important. Lack of knowledge, my people perish. What you don't know is killing you, my friend. You cannot do this ignorantly. You must have a knowledge of God, and you got to believe God means what he is saying. And so few people do that. They say, oh, well, that was a different age for somebody else some other time. No. That doesn't mean what he says. That's not what he's saying. It means exactly what he says. And then he goes on, he says, he has given to us exceedingly great and precious promises that through these, you see, the King James says this way, that through these promises, or how am I going to reign in life? These promises, how am I going to have a victorious life? These promises, how am I going to bear fruit? How am I going to conquer things that come against me or against my family? How? You see, the answer is right there. By promises. I have got to know these promises. I've got to know because the promises reveal the heart of God. And they are all yes and amen to the glory of God by us, through us. Hallelujah. So we need to know this promise, because this is how we harvest the abundant life that God gave to us. This is how we bear fruit. This is how we reign in life, through the promises of God. So he says that we may be partakers of the divine nature. Hallelujah. That's the abundant life. That's just knowing that he who is in you is greater than the one out there. Knowing that, yes, I'm a partaker of the divine life because God the Spirit and he has given me his Spirit. I partake in his divine nature because the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives in me and is going to quicken my mortal body. I am partaker of his divine nature because there is this exceeding great power towards us who believe. You see, so God's Spirit is inside of you. And then he said, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Does God want you to live in this world full of corruption and lust? No. You are in the world, but it's not going to affect you, my friend. So focus on God's promises, and I tell you, you will come out. You are coming out right now. If you are a believer, take promises of God, meditate on them, not focusing on your problem. Magnify the Lord with me. That's what the psalmist said. And if you have not received Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, then what I'm saying is not applicable to you. But it can be applicable to you right now if you would take the necessary step. And that step is to receive him as your Lord and personal Savior. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered all the judgment of my sins. I believe that Jesus was raised from the dead and he's at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer request, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is all ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.